header. But Gerrard! Oh, you beauty! What a headshot! What a head! Call it, take it quickly, Origi!
Oh, that's not on the telly.
And Liverpool's king to the cot are champions of Europe once again.
So welcome back to the Upper Main, episode 4, the Leeds match reaction. So boys, 3-0 win. Easy, would you say it's easy 3-0 win?
Yeah, easy. Very easy. Yeah. A lot easier than I first anticipated.
I thought Leeds, Leeds didn't offer nothing really, did they?
I mean, I felt sorry for Bamford's
fault again.
No, I felt sorry for him because he made all the right runs. But it's so hard for a striker to press on their own up front and have no support from anyone. At home as well, playing one striker up front.
No, but Leeds, I think it was a Guy Neville who said it's second season syndrome.
And you think they need to figure out a way to play against the big teams.
Yeah, and you think with fans being back, because the first season back in the Prem for, what was it, 10 years or something it was? The first season, the second season being back with fans in, you think the players will offer something for them. And you just didn't. The players offered nothing.
The thing is, though, it's Gary Neville's spot on. It is literally a case of they have no idea how to play against big teams. If Bielsa's method isn't working, he just doesn't switch it up.
They haven't won after this season. They've lost 5-1. And they've drawn 2. So they've lost 2 and draw 2.
I've seen them 17th play.
They are a good team to watch. But yeah, I think it's United as well. They always have them on the ropes. Just plainly for the fact that they lose their heads after the second half, Leeds in big games.
No, but to be fair to Leeds, them first 4 games aren't easy. What, they've had in Man United, Everton, Burnley and Liverpool. They're hard games.
They are hard, them.
So, they're determined, their season's not determined on the top 6, are they? They should be getting results against, Palace,
Burnley.
Southampton. Yeah, Burnley. They should be getting results against Burnley.
I don't think so. I just don't see how they've got any good players, if I'm honest with you. Phillips is okay. Rafinha's all right. I don't really rate Bamford.
They've got some good individual players, but they don't work well together.
Keeper's got a mistake in him, though. He is good, but he has. I don't mind Bielsa, but even next year. So if they don't go down this season, they will next season. Because I think he's only staying for this season.
Yeah, but do you not think that Leeds, because the fans and the club actually love Bielsa that much, they've got him in a state of mind where all the fans and the actual club consider him unsackable? Because I think they
It's not even about sackable. He just leaves, doesn't he?
No, but I mean, as in this season, if he carries on the way he's going, is he not sackable? Would you want to imagine the club who's got around 17, 18 all season long just because
it is only September.
It is.
I don't think so.
But so the team manager gets sacked
Bielsa
much earlier.
The only way I see Bielsa going is if he decides to leave, which I think is the end of the season because he's only got 1 year left.
If it's almost sackable, see his result, his records on till Christmas.
That's what I mean, given to November, December, and if he's still around that 17th mark, you've got to be considering.
Who would he bring in, though?
That's
Sam
Allardyce. That's the thing. If the merry-go-round are ping-out managers, purely relegation battle managers.
Yeah, it's only September. You can't be second.
Yeah.
Even
if it was Christmas.
I'm not speaking about Sackham. I'm just saying, do you have any well-run manager where the club think he is unsackable?
Probably, yeah.
But I think they do.
Yeah,
they got them. I think that could potentially cause some issues later in the season.
Right, boys. Yeah. It was a 3-0 win, But I think after this thing happened, the game, everyone just forgot about caring about the game.
Yeah.
Elliot's injury.
Rough.
It was that bad that Sky Sports didn't show no replays. That's how bad it was. When it didn't break it, was it? It was a dislocation of the ankle, wasn't it?
That's what Klopp said,
but the thing is, I think I said it in our group chat, I don't think it was as bad as what you'd originally thought, purely because most players, when they break their leg, are straight on gas and oxygen. stretch it off, and he was sat up. He tried to stand up.
He posted a story on Instagram as well.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So it's a case of he was running on pure adrenaline, or it was hurting him, but it's not as bad as like you originally thought. Because at first, I'll be honest, I thought his leg was completely the opposite way around.
Yeah, same. I thought his like the way Salah reacted, yeah. I thought, oh my god, his legs.
I don't know. It was still bad. Injured, still.
It was still bad. Yeah.
But yeah, I think it was a red. The talking 6 to 8 months.
Yeah, time. It's a what? Yeah, it is a red. Listen. That person, I don't know his name. I don't know.
He misses three
games off the season and half the Liverpool game. Elliot misses maybe if a dislocation surgery, maybe out like three. Nah, three or four months. He could be out for. I seen on Twitter this morning 3 or 4 months.
Yeah, and then I seen something saying 6 to 8 with recovery. Because don't forget. It's only letting it heal, but then you've got to recover and get back into fitness.
An 18-year-old lad, he's younger than us. An 18-year-old
lad. He's been lighting the team up as well.
Started his breakthrough season, and he's misses the whole season. And people are complaining about a player missing 3 games.
Were they 2-0 down at that point as well?
Yeah, yeah.
See, they're not going to fucking get the game back. I think it's a red as well.
It's a dangerous tackle, but I wouldn't exactly say it was a red card based off tackle. It's a red card based off the injury.
It's not the worst
tackle in the world, but it's just the way he's landed.
Was it Son to Gomez against Everton?
Yeah. Yeah.
He got red card, didn't he? But did his red card get overturned? So it was just one match ban instead of three.
Yeah, I think so.
I think that would be happened the same as that Leeds player.
Obviously, I know different players have like different recovery things, but if Elliot is like Gomez's, I think Gomez was back after 2 months. So hopefully, it is like, you know, well, quick recovery
in,
like that.
In 1999, Michael Owen had a hamstring injury against Leeds at the age of 19, so similar to Elliot. And that changed his career because he came back and he lost a yard of pace. When he came back,
he had to change his game
to like more position, Joe, instead of speed, and players.
But you're thinking Michael Owen was still quick though.
Yeah, and the players like ex players said that injury will hurt him his whole career, but the body goes on and wins the Ballon d'Or 2 years later. But
I was gonna say, didn't that injury
would affect him, Elliot, because. Is it dislocation? Can it actually his ankles? Like, I'm not a doctor, so.
Yeah, dislocations. If the.
Can his ankles pop out?
Around it, it does not heal correctly.
Yeah, so.
It's not like any time. It's moved in like a repeated fashion. So if that type of like style of his ankle gets moved in that way again, it can dislocate again. Because the cartilage and all that heals.
And he'll always have that like anxious feeling about his ankle, do you reckon? I think he will. Being a young lad. Or do you reckon he'd be fearless because he's a young lad?
I reckon he'd be fearless. Have you seen the fact that he tried to stand up after it, which was a bit weird. And the fact that his tweet, he's already put out on Instagram that he will be back. I just think he's got pure mentality of he's not bothered. He just wants to get back playing. So I think he'll be fine. Yeah.
But for the first couple of months, he might
be a bit scared to go into like a full-on 50-50. But then once he realises it's fine, I reckon he'll be straight back into it.
Yeah,
because I always say that for some reason, academy players always much harsher in the tackle than first.
Well, boys, do you know what? This is I hope it doesn't happen. But with him missing the whole season, maybe, do you reckon like next season he will lose? Like he'll obviously have to fight for his position again. But like, do you reckon he'd be in the squad starting again?
Yeah,
I think he will be after a little bit. I think if you remember when he was at Blackburn on loan, all the coaches from Liverpool apparently said they were all watching his performance and they all said he was amazing. So I think as long as he performs still in training once he gets back, he'll be straight back in the squad. I genuinely do. As long as he doesn't like drop his head and start, I don't know, his performance is dropping.
Nah, he won't. At the beginning of the season, he was like, I think he had like 2 weeks of holiday. And the rest of 4 weeks, he was just on said mills every day.
That's what I mean. I think he's fine.
I hope he does because he's genuinely
he was having such a good start to the season.
His breakthrough season, he's 18 and he's
the
Did
you see what he done there in the Aussie, by the way, as well?
Yeah. Go on, Charles.
I've gone off since I when he gave the pangas, he gave the AM kid a shirt in his boot, didn't he?
Oh yeah, yeah. But the thing about Elliot's speed, first of all, I don't think he's that quick anyway. To be honest,
I don't think he's. I think he's just pure.
No, I don't. I agree with Jenko. I don't reckon he's that quick.
But I don't think he is. I think he's pure positional. Great.
I do like obviously really enjoy watching him and that, and he's been great. But I compared him to Dortmund Goethe. Joe with Klopp.
Yeah.
And now he's had the same injury as what he has. And I hope it doesn't ruin his career like him. And we see that. But
he'll be fine.
Yeah.
Goethe wins the World Cup.
Yeah.
Why did Goethe dislocate his ankle as well?
I think he did, yeah. And then it has just wrecked him. He's had injuries since then from all his career.
Yeah, but how old? But do you reckon that youth on his side, because with him being 18, his bones, he hasn't fully grown yet.
Yeah.
So do you reckon youth on his side a bit? Because, he was 25. If he was 25, do you reckon it'd be more serious if he was older? More of a serious injury if he was older?
The thing is, you'll have a lot of people trying to write him off already because he's young and because he's picked up such a bad injury this early on. They'll start trying to say he's an injury playing player, but I mean, there's nothing he can do about that injury, is there? But you'll have some absolute crabs out there who'll be saying.
The weird thing was, he was coming off 30 seconds later.
I know.
Like that. But to be fair, the Leeds player did come out and put it on Instagram saying sorry. When the camera went to him, he did look shooked up.
Yeah, I think he nearly started crying, didn't he? You could see it in his face and that, but.
Obviously, he didn't mean it. So you can't send hate to the player because he didn't mean to dislocate his ankle.
No,
just one.
I don't think anyone ever means to dislocate an ankle.
You'd like to think the Premier League, anyway. Yeah.
Well, boys, Fabinho. Unbelievable! The best defensive midfielder in the world.
Yeah, easy. Without a doubt. Yeah,
he's had a tough few months as well, hasn't he? Yeah.
He scored, that was just measle for him.
All I'm saying but is, I've ever said to my dad is he only ever scores screamers and then he scores that. And I'm like, yeah, fair enough. Can't use that statement anymore.
What do you mean that was
his goal? To be fair,
what do you mean? His goal was absolutely outstanding. It was a 40-yard screamer inside the 6-yard box.
Yeah, well, but his goal, right? So Van Dijk headed it down, and then he had the shot, didn't he? But I noticed Van Dijk doing that a few times. I don't know whether that's something planned.
I'd rather
edit the goal, but yeah, they've done it a few times.
Listen, if it works, I don't go.
Nah, but Liverpool don't function.
No, they don't. They need that defensive rock in midfield.
Yeah, because he helps.
Because he breaks
so
absolutely every. Nobody breaks every. You know.
Yeah.
I think.
He is unreal, and when I seen the starting 11, I was worried because Henderson were in the team. I remember last season when Henderson was injured, we just let Liverpool just look locked for the first couple of games, didn't he?
Yeah,
I thought, without Henderson, then I was like, but Thiago, he proved me wrong. He had a great game. Yeah. Bit lazy at times.
Yeah, I would say, at times, he's got that thing. I still don't trust some of his back passes. Sometimes he plays a pass and he puts it under pressure, straight. It's a bit of a hospital ball. And then sometimes he's playing pass and I'm thinking, that's just not normal.
Yeah, at times, he switched off a bit. And Paddy Bamford in when he lobbed Alisson, he switched off. And I think Klopp saw that he switched off. And took him off. And Thiago obviously weren't happy with Klopp. But that won't affect the back room, will it?
I don't think it will.
Have a little word this morning.
Yo, calm down. Yeah. Klopp's good at managing egos, I feel like.
But I think that midfield is amazing.
Yeah. Fabinho and Thiago work really, really well. And then I'd say, look at that Elliot where he can attack and carry the ball, can't you? But hopefully Kaiser can do it. I didn't think he'd be back for ages. Never seen him on the bench. It was made up.
Yeah. All I'm going to say about all midfield is the squad depth's not really there, I don't think. I've got to admit, Oxlade-Chamberlain, yes, he really disappointing when he came up.
Awful. Like, he plays extremely disappointing. Like, Klopp's even number nine now, doesn't he?
Yeah. He was doing not on everything he was doing, he's giving it away. It was just burning me out watching him. But I just think midfield, you've got
Ox, Jones, Keita, Milner.
And Jones. Oh, Milner.
I rate Curtis Jones.
No, I don't want. Why is everyone writing Curtis Jones off? Last season, he played amazing. Then, didn't he get injured in pre season? I'm just haven't seen him. I know he's not injured no more, but like, we just haven't seen him.
Yeah. I think he got injured near the end of the season as well, didn't he? Last season, I mean. But
if he gets given a chance to finish here, though, he needs to come into it and he needs to make a point. He needs to stand out.
Norwich. In the League Cup. He will start, I think it's Norwich. And
yeah, he should, though.
Yeah.
Norwich is still a prem side, so we should really perform there.
Yeah.
Hopefully he does. Yeah. But, boys, Mo Salah gets his 100th Premier League goal.
It was such a typical 100 club goal as well as happened.
He's the fifth quickest to get to it, isn't he?
Yeah.
Even after his bloody Chelsea run.
He's unreal, isn't he? Joe, what I think when this podcast was matched with the footy, I thought Salah was a good football player, but I had a hatred for him because he never passed the ball. Do you know what I mean? He never passed. He was always boring. But now, he's unbelievable. Well, obviously, he's always been unbelievable. Not just jump on the bandwagon. He's always been unbelievable. I just had a little hatred for him because he was a ball at that time.
Well, but do you know what I have to rate him for? Mainly, Esty. I can't remember exactly what part of the game it was, but I remember Trent gave it away up front. And he couldn't get back quick enough, so Salah ended up slotting to the right back position for him. But he followed him around like an extra 20 yards.
And Taz, what did you say last episode?
He doesn't track off.
Salah's track backing's awful.
I know.
He listened to you. Yeah, he was listening. Hello, Mo, if you're listening again. But Mo Salah,
away the chances, Donny.
I know it's Liverpool podcast, we're going to obviously be biased. Is he the best winger in the Prem? Ever.
Of all time, yeah.
He is up there. Because when you think about it, you're talking about the 100 club, a lot of that 100 club are strikers.
Yeah. Remember, I was watching this, the True Geordie kickoff show, and this Arsenal fan was saying Salah needs to perform for two more seasons to get to the Hazard level. And a Chelsea fan
been
replied
Hazard
saying,
level, past Hazard.
A Chelsea fan replied saying, Hazard had a season off, Salah's been had a game off. Which is true.
Yeah.
So I think Salah's the best winger in the Prem. And I think
he is up there.
He doesn't get the credit he deserves.
I was one of them. Do you know why he doesn't get the credit he deserves, right? Because the first season he played for us, he obviously broke records. And then everyone was expecting to go on like 30 goals a season, every season, and be lighting up the Premier League with them like outside the box, goals constantly. And obviously, he's not. But he's still bagging 20 plus goals a season. Because it's not 13, it's not as flashy.
It's not that. I mentioned the Chelsea run before. I think his Chelsea run was that poor that like people still almost looked at him as it's not that good. Like, as I think Neville said it, Gary Neville. His first season he broke the record and you were like, okay, well he's gonna slow down. And he just hasn't, he's that good.
I think he's the best winger in the Premier League.
But do you reckon he doesn't get the credit probably plays for Liverpool? Like you see, like the Scholes, Lampard, Gerrard debate. Gerrard, like if you ask most fans, Gerrard's always last. Because football fans.
The reason why Gerrard last is because he never won the Prem.
Yeah, because people football fans hate Liverpool. So do you reckon that's one of the reasons why. He doesn't get the credit because he plays for Liverpool. If you play for the City, like he'd be the best player in the world.
If he plays for City, he's up there with Messi. They're probably going to start saying that too.
Because people's got a hatred for Liverpool, so they don't respect none of the players. Like even Van Dijk doesn't get the respect now.
People thought Diaz was better than Van Dijk.
Salah and Van Dijk, I do think, are in like a league of their own. Like you can't compare, and I know rivals want to with Diaz and Maguire and fucking. You know,
you can't put Maguire anywhere near Van Dijk. Joel Matter is better than Maguire.
Oh, Joel Matter, what a guy.
Joel Matter is immense. Above, aren't he walks into every single Premier League defence.
Right, boys, Mane.
So frustrating.
Mane's missed chances. He had more shots than whole Leeds.
Than Leeds.
But he got a goal. Mane, he got a
once
goal.
Again.
Good.
Yeah, but it's the same thing every game now. His actual play is perfect. Like, he was making the runs, he was rinsing people.
He gets
in the box and just goes, ugh.
No, I think like he takes too many touches. Like, he overthinks it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, his goal, he literally just banged it.
I know before you were saying about Salah didn't pass, but if he had the ball after the Birmingham incident, was it last season? Right? I'm just thinking. Do you all think, hang on, if I be selfish here and I miss, am I gonna cause a rift in the team again?
No, it's not even that he overthinks passing the ball. He overthinks shooting. Like, why is he cutting back? Like, he's
cutting back 10 times. Like, he's looking for the easy pass in the middle of the box.
Like, his goal, yeah, he literally touched it, bang. Didn't think about it, just shot. Like, Sterling, and Salah, when they overthink, when they have time to think on the ball, they struggle. But when they don't have time, they just bang it in.
I feel like I haven't seen Salah load up that left foot shot in a couple of months now. I don't understand why, because no one stops it.
But Mane, he got his goal, which is great. And he's always getting chances, because last season, Liverpool's having two shots, one shot, all game. Like, we've gone through the first half and no shots on target. So it's good that we're getting chances. And the front three yesterday looked dangerous.
Salah looked dangerous.
But once again, I feel like Jota looked decent at times, and other times I felt like he was being really lazy. Like, I feel like
That sent cross, he kind of hesitated, didn't he? I think it was like...
That's what I mean. He hesitated with that heavily. 20 minutes. Fell boosted it.
You've got to remember, Mane missed a sitter.
I think it is. Mane missed a sitter. I've already told that.
You'd have 10 shots. You've got to score more than one. I'm sorry.
Yeah, true.
And I said it...
But the good thing is, at least he's in the set score.
Everyone says Firmino's the problem. And he might be. I don't think Firmino is what he was.
I don't think Firmino is the problem.
But I do think it is Mane now. I do.
No, Mane, all game, he was full of energy. He was off of the game. He just couldn't finish. He couldn't do the final
shot. You've got to score more.
Yeah, you do. But at least he got his goal.
Yeah. As long as he's in the position to score them and it doesn't come back to bite you, it's fine.
Yeah.
As long as you still win that game, I couldn't care less how many goals he scored off all them shots. As long as he's A, got one goal off it, and B, you've still won the game. I genuinely couldn't care less.
And I was confident to be...
Obviously, if Leeds had equalised when it was 1-1, or they got a point from the game, or 3 points from the game, I don't care what. I'd have been slating Mane because I've been thinking, you've had enough chance there, son, to bloody completely finish them off on your own.
Yeah.
So, going back when you said about Paddy Bamford being the solo striker, do you reckon that doesn't work against Liverpool?
I reckon it doesn't work against Liverpool purely because you got Matip and Van Dijk.
Keep that in mind for next episode.
I know exactly what you're going to say.
Well, boys, last thought on the league game, no attacking option on the bench. We had Ox that team. Ox is not a striker.
It's not like Rigi went fit, has been.
I know Rigi was fit.
I go back to your point.
Yeah.
I go back to your point. Squad depth.
There's no attacking. Like, Minamino's injured, yeah.
Can he really change the game?
I know we'll have Bobby on the bench when he's back. Because, like, he could change the game.
Yeah, but we're really, really, really going to struggle going into November, December when the games start coming thick and fast.
Yeah.
Because, say, for instance, one of that front three gets injured again. For instance, God forbid it, Jota, Mane or Salah got injured. Now, while Bob is injured, who won 80 putting up top? You're not gonna, I don't want Geoffrey Chamberlain, a striker.
You have to.
He's a midfielder.
Yeah,
you're going to have to change the entire formation of the team, entire system and everything.
Go to a classic 4-4-2. Mane, Salah up front.
I suppose, yeah. You have to put Salah up front, but
that's a bad thing for the people. No attacking option on the bench. I've got no one to bring on to change the game.
So if you're looking lacklustre up front, we have got absolutely zero second chance.
Yeah. And God help us in when AFCON's on.
But at least we won the game 3-0. And Charles, I have to apologise because last episode I did say Liverpool don't... I think, didn't you say 3-2?
Yeah.
And I did say Liverpool do not score goals. And so...
I got the 3-8, I just thought they'd score. That was me without players as well.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think I said 2-0.
But do you think... Yeah, before we end this episode, do you think without Fab and Alisson, that game would have been different?
Yeah,
Obviously, we would have been 2-0 because Fab won the score, but... Do you think the game would have been
different? I do feel like, don't forget, the amount of times Fab was breaking stuff up in that box. And they want a little... It makes them look simple, so they don't even look crucial. But the crucial saves Alisson was making. Some of them were, like, just, like, difficult saves. Sure. He just makes it look really easy. Like, that Rodrigo shot first half. Yeah, it was straight at him. But that had power behind it, and Alisson just palms right off. It's not.
Yeah, we was a conceder, definitely. But I think we still would have won.
I'd like to imagine we still would have won, because Leeds looked awful.
That's it for our Leeds match reaction. And next episode will be the AC Milan preview. Up the red men.
So that is the end of this episode. Don't forget to follow us on all the social medias at The Upper Main and on TikTok at Upper Main. And we'll catch you next time. Ta-da.